Residents in the nearby community of Cedar City watched as flames fueled a fire that filled the air with smoke and damaged more than 72,000 acres of Dixie National Forest and Bureau of Land Management land. Now the charred soil left behind following the 2017 Bryan Head fire is part of an outdoor classroom.
Welcoming the community to interact with the federal agencies and an educator, myself, to learn about plants and how we use them to restore the land after the fire.
An experiential educator and biology professor, Dr. Jacqueline Grant, will teach two sessions of a community education course that teaches about seed collection for restoration, plant identification, and keeping a field journal. In the field, her students will plant willows, do some jack strawing work by placing erosion prevention material to the fire-damaged areas, and will also learn about bull hogging.
They have these huge machines that are just monsters, and they come in and they chew up pinyons and junipers. And once you remove them, it releases the water from the ground below, and it also frees the seed bank. You'll just get amazing blooms afterwards of all these little herbaceous plants that have beautiful flowers.
The Plants and Public Lands course includes training for citizen scientists who also want to contribute to a global database.
Teach other scientists all over the world about the amazing diversity of plants and possibly some insects that we have down here in southern Utah.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.